Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live around the world. Welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. There is a very serious problem in this country that is not being addressed in the proper way. And every governor in this country is involved in this problem in their own state. The state drives people into nursing homes. They've created some stupid programs, don't even work. You know, they have people making millions and millions of dollars off this whole system. They take a person's valuables, they take away their home, they take away their disability money, they take away their pension when you go in. They threaten you with court. You know, all this instead of helping the person to stay in their own home. Now, last night we called for Governor Cuomo's resignation, and we stand by that all the way. We renew that call tonight. I don't think he's a good governor. He didn't protect all these people in the nursing homes. Now, what is the best way to solve this problem? Okay. We've been told by our dear friend from Eyewitness News, Michelle Charlesworth, that it would cost $200,000 a year if a person needed 24/7 care in their own home. Now, that's a lot of money. That's crazy, you know. So Inner Sight has been trying to figure out, and by the way, Michelle talks from experience. You know, her grandma was in a nursing home. And she went through, she got her out, and they spent a lot of money, and finally they couldn't do it anymore. You know, the agencies don't help you. They should, they don't. But even with the agency's help, that's a lot of money if you need 24/7. And many people in the nursing homes do need 24/7. So we are tossing around an idea. What if there was a group, and you got to start small with this, you know, and be very careful with it. What if there was a group of volunteers who wanted to help? All right, you screen these people, you train them. It's got to be done very, very carefully because, you know, you have to remember that they're dealing with people that are very vulnerable. So you train them, you screen them, you have to get them insured. And to make it easier for them to help, the idea would be we will pay a bill for you for the month in exchange for, you know, X amount of time. All this has to be worked out, X amount of time with the person, you know. And the best people to get, of course, would be retired nurses, medics, you know, people like that who want something like that. Now, if you pay somebody's mortgage, you know, that's a big piece of change off of their life. Pay the mortgage, pay the car insurance, whatever it may be. Everyone is an individual. Not everyone has a mortgage. Pay their rent, you know, for the month. Now, this would lower the financial cost, and also it would take the tremendous burden off of the taxpayers that are paying all this money to keep people in a nursing home, you know, in a site initially, you know, could raise the money. Maybe some of the other agencies, if the state would encourage it, you know how that is, and go along with us, and you know, help. Maybe other agencies would say, "Hey, this is a great fundraising idea," you know. And look at all the money that we can make. You know, we pay the mortgage for the person. The rest of the money goes into the fund, and it's perfectly legitimate to have an administrative person work for this volunteer program. I mean, you know, that'll be perfectly all right, but not at a big salary, though. You know, but there's an idea that might work. You know, you got to start out. I would estimate that in a site, because you're going to have to get people to screen these people and pay for that and everything, insure them, check them out, criminal check, the whole thing. I would say that Intersight would need a donation earmarked for this program now for at least $10 million. You know, I mean, that would give us a way to start it. You got to recruit the volunteers. You're going to have to do some recruiting on that. You know, maybe some of the local papers and so on and so forth. But you've got to have money to start this thing. You cannot start it without money, because you can't say to these people, "Look, if we get the money, we'll it doesn't work that way." It has to be a mutually beneficial system, you know. And, we may be able to get the insurance donated for this. We had, when we did the service dog wedding, SuttonInsurance.com was very nice to us. Maybe we could get a very low price on it, or even donate it. I don't know. But that's one idea that we came up with, you know, to overcome the tremendous cost. You know, $200,000 a year. I mean, that's just for the aid. That's crazy. You know, there's got to be a better way. And if you get older people who are more mature, you have a better chance of being successful than if you're going to deal with, a lot of young people who are just looking to kill some time and maybe goof off. You know, I'm not saying that all young people do that, but a lot of them would. So that's one idea. The other idea we came up with, which would be a lot more costly and difficult, would be to start a living place, a home. I don't know what we would call it, a home, or call it a freedom home, which would be run by the residents. Now, this is an idea that's worked in other circumstances, run by the residents. But you know, then you gotta have licenses, you gotta have a doctor, you gotta have a place. You're talking about big money. Intersight, we talked about it. So I think personally, I think that the volunteer idea is a lot more workable if we can get the money. You know, we would have to try to raise the funds somehow. But look at what it would do for people. You know, not only would it help people get out of the nursing homes, it would keep people out. You could use the volunteers, you know, to bring them in and help person so they don't have to go into a nursing home. And you may even be able to get some of these organizations to train them for free, you know. And then if it catches on, other organizations can do the same thing. Now, why not? To give this program a name. But it's a crazy dilemma that we face, and it's a horrible dilemma to lose your home, lose your money, lose your identity, you know, and get treated horribly and many times be abused in these horrible nursing homes. There's a lot of good individuals, don't get me wrong, who work in these places. But as a whole, the nursing home is horrible. All right, in a sight around the world, try to get our engineer in here. We'll get some phone calls. But in the meantime, Big East, TakitaRescue.org. Check them out. The Big East, Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita. Phone number 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the keto lady, and I can never, ever thank her enough for helping to save my life and picking out the right dog, evaluating my Akita guide dog, Charabelle. All right, around the world, Mr. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. I'll get some good information. Mr. Kennedy's back in the office. So if you need that kind of help, you want to know about the real estate situation, give Mr. Anthony Kennedy a call. 631-888-1186. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children, Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Holly, Campbell, all the others whose names we don't know, but we're with them. Watch out for all the beautiful children. Take care of them. Cherish them. Love them. All right. And the politicians need to do a hell of a lot more to protect those children. I'm very disturbed over the last month or so. I heard of two children being shot, you know, gunshot. Horrible. Politicians should not stand for that. Whatever has to be done should be done. A child has a right to grow up and live their life without having to worry that they're going to be shot. That's horrible. That is horrible. And especially in this great country, United States of America, you expect that kind of thing in the backward countries where they don't care about people. We got to get the right politicians to straighten this mess out. All right, in a sight, all the beautiful children, go an extra mile for a child, we remind you. Around the world, GoodMojoPrinces.com, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, some of our friends. And let's see, any dog food, cat food, veterinarian help for your dog, give Gary a call. Nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. Gary, a great, great guy, has helped me. He's helped other people that I know of. And if you're disabled, you explain that to him. He will go out of his way to try and bring you the food, deliver it for you.
Yeah, he's very good that way.
All right. Nobody stopped on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Gary. All right. Long Island Connection. You know, check out their Facebook. Bobby, Terry, and Rocco, the basketball kids. So check out the Long Island Connection. What else we got around the world? Inner Sight. There's an we got an engineer.
Yeah, and a co-host.
Yeah. By the way, before we go to the phones and all, you know, we believe the governor should resign. I got some more details today. I heard about this stupid poster thing. Now I got some more details. Nobody seems to know where the money is going from the sales of this poster.
Yeah.
Well, I submit to the world that money should go to help get people out of nursing homes who were stuck there over this virus business and who are still in there. And who can still get the virus. Don't think they can't. You know, viruses are weird. They pop up anytime they want.
That's true.
So, Governor Cuomo, yeah, you should resign. But after you resign, you know, if you have a way to raise money, use it to help these people that you should have helped.
That's right.
And if I'm wrong about you, Andy Cuomo, I'd be the first one to admit it.
That's right.
So.
Me too.
You know.
I'm not happy.
You know where I am.
On all of them, to be honest. I'm not. I'm really not. You know.
Well, some are better than others, but.
True, but.
If we're gonna,
I'm not happy with any of them.
If this is an example of a Democratic leader with Mr. Andy Cuomo, and we're going to get a Mr. Joe Biden.
Not, definitely not. Oh, hell no. I'm going to do that.
I don't want it.
I don't want it either. I'm not interested in Biden, or if he says, oh, I'm going to put with, you know, everything together, and I'm going to have something, you know, with, I think, you know, people were saying maybe he'll do, you know, Sanders or something like that. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I could tell you, you know, I am really, you know, really, really upset about the whole situation, honestly.
I don't like the way the Democratic governor in this state has treated people. Elderly, disabled. I don't like the fact also that what is he doing about these poor children that have been shot?
Yeah.
He's the governor of this state. He's got the state police at his disposal. Troopers.
That's right.
Why doesn't he get together with that stupid mayor who is allowing all this to happen and doing nothing that I know of and do something about this to protect these children?
I agree.
That should be done immediately. You know?
Yeah.
I had an idea a while back to create kid cops.
No, I remember that. Yeah.
And I still think it's a damn good idea.
And I think you're right.
You know?
For real.
Train these people, you know, use the, use the volunteer idea that we're talking about. We'll
yeah.
pay your rent for the month. We'll pay your mortgage. You know,
yeah.
let them patrol all over.
Yeah.
And listen and watch for children who may be abused or in the line of harm.
Even susceptible to abuse, I'd say. I'm going to go a step further. You know, a lot of these children are very much susceptible to
yeah,
abuse.
Right.
You know? So, I mean,
you know
I don't
is?
Think that that is...
These
right,
people,
you know?
These politicians are so damn afraid to do something different. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They got no creativity in their damn brain. You know?
Yeah.
Something doesn't
yeah.
work, you gotta do it in a mm-hmm. different way. Wake up.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
You know? And that's what the problem is. They're all afraid
yeah.
to change things.
Yeah.
I mean, I give Mr. Trump credit because I don't believe he's afraid of change. He went out without the mask for a long period of time, right? Now he put it on.
Yeah. yeah.
At least he had the guts, you know. And he said that the figures are wrong on the virus
mm-hmm.
because he said that they're trying to make him look bad in the country. I believe him.
Yeah.
How the hell can yeah. you trust doctors who let this damn thing happen?
I don't
really.
Right now, I'm very much on an anti-doctor streak at this moment.
How
you
can
know,
you trust doctors
who
tell people to take poison, and then a couple of years later, mm-hmm. the lawyers are out saying, "Did you take this? You have a lawsuit. You may be, you know." Do you have stomach cancer from this?
Yeah. yeah.
Why do these doctors let people take this stuff?
I don't know.
I mean, what kind of crap
guess
is this, man?
Is as good as mine on that one because it's just not conscionable that they do. You know, it don't
no.
make sense to me.
No. I'm not going to mention my friend's name, but I was in his office. He's one of the greatest internists in this country. Doctors call him
yeah.
for advice. You know what he told me? Don't take that.
Yeah,
yeah he had all these drug ads. They had it on. He's in a big medical building
yeah.
now. You know, so they had
yeah.
all the drug ads on television. You know?
Oh yeah, they do that.
And I
yeah.
went and I said, what do you think of all those ads? He said, don't take it. No good. How do you like this?
I know he would say something like that. I have that
yeah.
feeling anyway.
Tell him you don't take
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's what a doctor should do. Don't
yeah.
take that stuff that would look at
that's
the side effects. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I said
well,
that one time I said
side effects, honestly. They're really bad,
said,
a lot of them.
I told him one time I'm using tea tree oil. I said, oh, that'll kill anything. Anyway, in a sight, and we'll go to the phones in a little bit, but do the Able News.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years, going on 30. Okay. It has served the disabled all that time, and now they had, you know, with the calendar events, it, you know, and also served people with the calendar events, and oh goodness, I have to go in order here. Okay, Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past, like I said, 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including the calendar events columns written by various experts and a variety informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, in a sight, and we have two petitions, change.org, the one on the service dog schools, license to schools, and the one on the nursing home. Now, we may have to change that petition.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we'll get to that. Tonight's show is what's the best way to deal with this nursing home problem. I mean, it's a real problem. You know, take people out of their home and take their money, and they get abused. And how about all the medical treatment in nursing homes that people don't want? You know, how about the people who want the holistic? See, if they're in their own home, they could get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 213-816.
The other nursing home that my mom was in, Frank, I asked for that to the guy. I said, well, what about, you know, holistic treatment, blah, 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 right? He said to me, I'm going to consider that. He never even considered anything.
Yeah, right.
Other.
Let me get the phone number, 213-816-1650. You want to talk about tonight's subject. All right. Anybody on the line?
Hold on. I'll let you know.
By the way, what you just said is typical. They'll say, oh, we'll look into it, and you never hear from
them. Yeah, I hate that. I hate
never
that
hear from
with
them.
The big, yeah, I know. Yeah. It really is very, oh, goodness. It really is very, very, I don't know how to say it, disconcerting when you got somebody saying, oh, I'll look into it. It's just like saying, oh, you don't count enough for me to really take the responsibility to go further. That's what it feels like. And it is.
Well, you
actually.
Know, they lie to people, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
They never look into it. They're not going to go to their supervisor and say, oh, so-and-so wants holistic treatment. You know, supervisor will yell at them, and if she's in a bad mood, they might even get fired. Who knows?
That's right. We have a call from our nursing home advocate.
Take a phone call. Maureen from Queens.
Okay. All right, here she comes.
Around the world, Inner Sight.
Hello, darling.
Hi. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Hey. Hi. I where do I even start? I was trying to get our dearest governor's phone number today, and I called, you know, that I have the jitterbug phone. So I called the operator, and he said, oh, yeah, him. He said, I see him on, he lives out in Nevada, the operator. He said, I see that governor on TV more than I see my own.
Oh, God, that's terrible. They're all horrible.
So I called to find out about his posters. You know, he's an artiste now with those posters he's making. Because I heard they're being sold for $11.50, plus shipping and handling. I wanted
$7?
To see where the proceeds are going, right?
Yeah.
Well, I called the COVID line, and he didn't know because he was with the Department of Health. I said, well, I hope he's not profiting off dead people during a pandemic. So anyway, he didn't know. So then I called his other line, and that went to his mailbox. That was full.
Yeah.
So I didn't get anywhere with that.
Yeah, well, we'll find out where the money's going. I promise you that.
Yeah. Remember at the beginning too of the pandemic, wasn't him. I don't know who this was at the beginning. Remember when they were making the bobblehead dolls out of him and Fauci and that girl, Dr. Two Birch, remember the bobblehead show out too? So why is this country profiting off a pandemic where people got sick and died?
Because they're stupid.
Because they're money hungry. That's the whole,
they take advantage
of
people. Look what they did shoving people in nursing homes. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
It's worse.
I remember that too, the bobbleheads. They had
genocide.
Socks of Fauci.
Yeah,
they had socks of Fauci. He was on donuts. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? This is a pandemic, people. It's not a rock concert where you go out and you buy, like, souvenirs, you know? It's so disgusting, really. It's just it's
unless
truly,
that proceeds
truly
of
disgusting.
Every single one of those bobbleheads are going to fight and bring in all different forms of medicine and fight this disease, then it's not worth anything.
No.
That's
right. Yeah.
Bobbleheads.
This city is a mess. I mean, the one-year-old little boy got killed sitting in his stroller the other night at a barbecue. I'm sorry, Susan?
I said things in broad daylight are happening, too. That's really...
Oh, yeah. Today there was a fight between the cops and the downtown people. And you know, it's spiking a little in Manhattan and Brooklyn. Gee, I wonder why that could be. I wonder why that is. How come these are all allowed to gather for weeks and weeks on end, but I haven't gotten to see my poor 85-year-old mother yet, who's asking, am I coming? Am I, when can I? There's something really wrong in this country, truly.
Warped.
You know?
Warped.
So
our priorities
are
a mess, too. Very much so.
I'm sorry, Susan?
We can hardly
our
hear you, Susan.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Is that better?
Your phone was good last night or the night before. Tonight it's crumbled again. Whatever phone you were on last night or the night before was very good.
Wow. I don't have that phone at the moment. So right now we're using a cell phone, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was good last night or Monday. I forget which night. It was very, very good. You were like nice and loud and clear, but tonight it's a little crumbled.
I don't know. Finagle, because my site. The battery, and it's just not, I don't know, the back cover and the battery is not staying in well on that.
That's a
phone.
Little better. I don't know what you did, but it's a little better.
I moved it. Sticking my hands up in the air, too, and I hear you guys better, too.
Yeah, that's a bit better. Yeah. No, but I mean, these nursing homes, and my mom did only lose her home and her life, but I lost mine also because...
Right.
I because I'm on disability, I couldn't afford the rent anymore. We rented an entire house at that time. So I lost everything as well. So it was twofold for her and myself, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just horrible, horrible, horrible.
One life affects the other.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I called her today. No, she called. They called, actually. They've been calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear, the other woman in the bed, in the room with her.
Oh, my God.
You have to share a room, of course, even though it's your home. And the social worker came in and asked the other woman, was her, I think it was her hand, was it hurting? Well, I couldn't hear her respond. Well, of course it was, if she's moaning in pain, right? So, I mean, you're in a room with somebody else. This isn't your home, sharing a room, and... You know, the air isn't on 90-degree days. It's just awful, awful.
It's torture.
You know, so, I'm sorry, Susan?
It's torture. It's torture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we had just gotten a nice new air conditioner the year before she got sick, put it on her birthday, and neither of us are enjoying it right now. She's there and I'm here, and it's just it's
Don't
getting
worry.
Very,
very
hard.
I'm going to get you out of the situation first, and then I'm going to get my mom right after that. I swear I'm going to work hard on it, too. I gave you some information. Were you able to get some help with it?
Yeah, I have to look into other things. I want to see, too, does my disability change if I leave the city? Do you know, like, will I get the same amount? Will I get less? Will I get more? Does it, do you know about that?
Social Security in a way.
You get the same amount. What kind of you
should
do
get
with,
the same,
as long as you're in New York.
Yeah. Even if you were to go to another state, okay, you had your father, you know, is it off your father or your mom?
No, one's off my father and one's my own.
Okay.
They broke it down.
Did you
ever work? I'm sorry.
Did you ever work?
Did I ever work?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I get some Social Security. I get some on my own.
You
I get his
Social
as a disabled adult.
You're exactly like me. or I get some off of my dad, and I get some, you know, from myself, that from when I worked. Exactly the same situation. Okay. So the only difference I have and the benefit I have is I have my husband. You don't, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. But, you know, I have a lot of medical bills, so we sort of even out in a sense. Anyway.
Yeah.
We don't care there. But I'm just saying the disabled have it hard, period. Okay?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. No matter what. Okay?
Right.
Now, you're forced to put your family member, I know with my case, with my mom, and you too, were forced. Okay? And people say, you're not forced to do anything. Yes, you are. And I will fight that tooth and nail, because I was told distinctly, okay, if you don't, this is A and this is B, this is what will happen. If you don't. Now, had lawyers there, and I followed the lawyers. What did I know? I had lawyers, and I had people who were actually, they were supposed, I'm going to put that on there, elder, experienced representatives from a law school, and who consult the law school there as well during that meeting. It was a big fair hearing to my mom. Because I revoked four times over. But guess what? It did not pan out for me. They said, no, we are not giving her any more hours than 8 hours per day. My mom needed, at that time, close to 12 at least per day. At that time.
Right.
I bet she got 12 hours per day. Okay, and then it eventually worked its way to 24 hours a day, she would be in much better shape than she is right now, period.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the end of that statement, because that's the truth right there.
Right.
Well, that's all water
yeah.
under the bridge, you know. But Maureen, I want to...
You can't do anything about it.
I want to ask Maureen a question. What do you think of the idea of using trained volunteers who would be insured, you know, to offset the cost of helping people.
I was going to get to that. I think that's a good idea. I think it's a very good idea. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you like that?
Very good.
You like the idea?
I think that would look good.
We're going to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we ought to put that.
Yeah, we are.
We ought to change the petition.
Also, right?
You know? And let people know why.
Right.
You know.
Frank.
And then we have a document. What?
I think we should contact AmeriCorps. It's a volunteer organization that excuses for young people and even even other adults and people go to medical school and all different stuff. You do volunteer service.
Yeah, but we got to
get
the money first. We got to get the money first.
Yes, I know. I know.
You can't contact anybody until you have the thing.
They can help us with the money. They could help us with the money. They are an organization. Well, listen, I'm going to try and contact them. And I'm going to say...
We got to raise the money first. I estimate that we need about $10 million to start this thing.
Oh, I agree, at least.
Now, that's not a lot of money to a lot of people.
No.
You know?
It isn't.
But I'm going to see how we can, how it works. The first thing we got to do is change the petition and explain to people why we're changing it.
Right.
You know, look at all the money that people will save. And hopefully, the big thing is getting cooperation from the state.
I think we will with that. That's something I don't think will be a problem. You know why?
I don't know about
They're not paying for all of it.
No, politicians
are. They're not paying for all of it. That's how. Seriously.
No, but they may still criticize the whole thing. Who knows?
Why?
I'm,
Let's get the money first, and then we'll.
Right. All that
I'm sorry.
Talk about it.
I'm sorry I missed the president's speech yesterday because he really gave it to the governor about the ship, having the ship and having the Javits and other places that he didn't use. Hmm?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was, I heard clips of it, but I wish I had heard the whole. I'm sorry.
He could have taken all those nursing where the nursing home patients are, and then what he could have done is systematically, because he knows this is going to continue in the future, he could have taken those people and put them in their own homes, those nursing home patients, okay,
right.
And put them in their own homes with home care, you know, set up properly, okay. And, you know, where the
well, he should have used volunteers like what we're talking about.
Yes.
That would save a lot of money.
I'm talking all about that. Set up properly.
Right.
You know, and when I said set up properly, it's just like what we're saying. Okay? And if he was confused about it in any way, shape, or form, on every single thing, I put my phone number or your phone number, Frank. So he had no reason to, you know, do what he did. Because
I don't think we gave him the volunteer idea. This is new.
No, we didn't. But let me say something. Even if he didn't like our idea, he could have called us and we could have talked about it and come up with the volunteer idea. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, he never contacted us. Yeah.
He never contacted us.
That's
we don't
true.
Exist.
It's not too
yet.
Late.
We are
homo.
Not. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
it's not too late. At all.
No, it's
I mean,
a good idea, though.
The best way to solve it? The volunteer issue. Yep, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good idea. Very good idea. Mm-hmm.
Very good idea.
Mm-hmm. All right, inner sight around the world. Mm-hmm. Maureen, anything else you want to say?
No, I'm just so tired of getting up every day to COVID-19 and the city's a mess and I'm not with my mom. It's just getting to be. And I hope, you know, now we're watching the rest of the country again. So if something happens, then I can't visit her in a couple weeks. You know, I'm just.
That's why you should still get those people out of there.
Right. Exactly. Right.
And then he's so possessive over them, too, right at the moment. He goes like, we're taking care of them. We are taking care of them? Putting COVID patients in there with them is taking care of them?
This is taking care of them? God.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because we're taking care of them. We're testing people going in and out. Now you're doing that. But when the beginning, you didn't give two hoots about the situation.
Yeah.
When you put the COVID patients in there, I'm sorry. I have to
That's okay.
With you.
It was the staff and it was the visitors. We didn't hear him actually say it was the ones he put in. It was the staff. It was the visitors. It was the man in the moon.
And
it was everybody.
He prevented all of us. He prevented
the
all
ones
of us
he put in.
From seeing our family.
Yeah.
But yet, the staff brought it in. Okay, and the COVID patients. Between the two, you had.
Right.
I mean, my mom's nursing home. They said it straight out to me. They hired, they got it on the robocall, okay, that you would, you know, today's update, we are sorry to inform you that we had another, we tested all the staff and a new member of our staff tested positive. Why are you bringing her into the nursing home to begin with? Okay, this is what is so mind-boggling to me.
Right.
You don't bring a person.
Right.
You just hire somebody. You test them up the wazoo before you even have them work.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? But no.
Mm-hmm.
This person was allowed to start to work. Okay?
Yeah.
That bothers me. I'm sorry. Mm.
Is this the second one or the first one yet? That happened a couple months ago, right, right, Suzanne?
No, not a couple months ago. This was, that was just like a couple weeks ago, I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, so there's only one. There's not a second one
that's
come, has there?
Oh, no. But I mean, this is really ridiculous.
One was bad enough. I was going to say they didn't let a second one in. Didn't
if they did that, I would have been flipping. I'd be like, what are you guys thinking? But I wouldn't know where to put her. That's the problem. You know, our biggest issue, Frank.
Put her in the basement with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Probably got a big basement.
Poor mom. Poor mom. Poor mom. I don't think she would.
They might get along.
Like that. I don't know.
And the comedy team of the Cuomos. The Cuomo comedy team in that basement. Right?
Yeah.
No, we should have her go there. Yeah, she should go and talk to them and say, you know, and talk her whole rant to them and show them how incoherent she has become because of the nursing home. She should.
Yeah.
She really should. This is disgusting. Well,
wait a minute. I thought Cuomo said they're taking care of them. How come she got worse?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I want to know.
How come your dad got worse and all the other thousands and thousands of people that get worse?
Right. And everybody's
taking care of people?
You have the choice. You have the choice to put them in with you in your house. Oh, yeah? Okay. You tell me. When I ask to apply for some sort of grant and there's a long waiting list to modify a house to make it accessible to add another person who's disabled, you tell me where that money is going to come from. And I'm disabled myself, and my husband's just a regular worker. Where is all that money going to come from? And it's a long waiting list on that thing. Where? You tell me.
Yeah.
Where? The nursing home diversion and waiver program and money follows the person is so inadequate and so unhelpful to help people. It doesn't even work. Okay, these are programs.
Right.
Yes. Yes, they
That's
are programs
right.
to help the disabled and the elderly to get situated outside. But guess what? They have such a large waiting list that they don't even get to the person. The person will die anyway.
Well, that's what the guy from Sydney told me. They've had people die waiting. Tell me about it. I know. My mom's been on
people
it for 3 years.
Waiting.
Well, it's like the cemetery. They're dying to get in.
They're dying on the program. They're dying everywhere.
Yeah,
you know, this is what's got to change. You have a program that is there to actually work. I think that was just to shut people up, really. Honestly.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
Of course. Yep. Oh, it's so disgusting, really. I don't know.
But you know what?
All right, we're gonna move on.
You know?
Maureen,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
For calling in.
Okay, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Take care.
Okay, take care.
Right.
Let me remind people. 11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Tomorrow's night show to be announced. Friday is the Funnies. So come on around, and you heard Louis advertise it last night, right?
Yeah, that
All right.
was fun. I enjoyed that.
Yes.
We had a little follies last night.
Friday night, we'll have some fun. To his excellency, the governor, Mr. Andy Cuomo. You know, I feel like, I didn't know you when you were a kid, but I knew your dad. All right. If you're taking care of people, take better care of them. Get them out.
Yeah.
Use this volunteer idea.
Yeah.
That way you don't even have to pay all that money. We gave you now. We gave you an idea how you can save all the money. Train people, bond them, insure them, you know, and get the people out. Because all right, you're testing people now, coming in and going out. Is that what he said?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So what about the next plague? And the people are in there. What are you going to do then? You don't have a test for the next plague, do you? You didn't have one for this plague, did you?
No.
Now you think you got one, but it's questionable, isn't it? Get the people out. We're even giving you the idea that you don't have to spend all that money. You know, set the thing up. You know, change all these programs. get the money from these programs and start a volunteer setup and get people out. I'll volunteer.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'll be trained.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go to somebody's home with my guide dog and help them.
Help out, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Get your first volunteer with me.
Yeah.
You know, you pay my rent.
Yeah.
I'll volunteer.
Yeah.
So you see, you know what it comes down to? These asinine people don't want the answer. They just want the same old damn way so they can sit there and complain and bullcrap. That's what it comes down to. They won't try anything else except the same old stuff that's been going on for 400 years that doesn't work and kills people.
That's true.
And that's the answer. Mm-hmm. You explain to me, Mr. Excellency, Governor Andy Cuomo, why is it that every person that goes into a nursing home within 6 months to a year gets worse?
Yeah, I'd like to know that question.
How about
really?
That one? How about that one?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the answer why. Because these nursing homes, all they do is give people drugs.
That's right.
They don't look, they don't give them holistic. You know how many elderly people in nursing homes took apple cider vinegar all their lives? I'll bet you there's thousands of them.
Yeah,
they're not giving them that in there.
Nursing home, they don't care. No, they don't care. They
no.
don't do that. No,
no
way.
That's just one example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one example. And all the old-time remedies, you know? My grandpa lived to be 102 years old. He wouldn't go near a nursing home.
That's
you know
right.
what he said to the Afangul?
That's right.
He lived to be 102, Mr. Andy Cuomo, Governor Excellency.
Yeah.
Without a nursing home.
That's right. And he had family to help him.
So you got to be flexible, creative, if you're going to help people.
Yeah.
Because people change. Things change.
That's right.
You can't stay stuck in the same damn rut. That's the problem.
Yep.
You know? Inner Sight around the world, 213-816-1650, and we are going to do our best to try to get this volunteer idea off the ground. You know, that's all I can say. You know, we've had different ideas, different views, because we're trying to find the best way to do it, and we hope and pray that other agencies, if we were able to start this, that other agencies will join us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what a way to fundraise. You know,
yeah.
We're fundraising so we can have volunteers that are trained and insured and all that and bonded go into a person's home and help them. You know, they'll be oriented and updated and as to what the condition is of the person, what kind of help they need, you know?
Of course.
I mean, we're not getting rid of 911 in the hospitals. The hospitals are still there if you need them.
Oh.
We're not saying that.
Yeah.
We're saying you don't need the damn nursing homes.
That's true.
We're saying that there's a better way. But you still got 911, God forbid.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have a person who cares and a person who's trained and they're there motivated, I'm going to get my mortgage paid by this Inner Sight. I believe that it would make a difference.
I think so, too.
Of course, you never know until you really try it, but we're willing to try to make it happen, at least.
Of course.
So how are we going to get the money? I don't know.
That's another story.
we need a nice rock star out there who doesn't need $10 million and donate
That's
it.
That's true. Yeah.
Anybody.
You never know.
So many people who could donate that kind of money, you know.
Yeah. I know.
And then we'll reach out. We'll find out. I'm sure that there are organizations that find volunteers for people for programs. Oh, you mentioned that other thing.
Yeah.
What's the name of it? America something.
AmeriCorps. Yeah.
Well, we could call them, you know, but we gotta have the money first.
Not really. You know why? AmeriCorps pays the people back the money. They pay for everything. So I gotta find out more details.
Well, I don't know.
They pay back their.
You gotta clarify that.
It's mostly like young people's tuition. So if you have like a nursing student, they have a program.
Yeah, but they may not be servicing the kind of people we're talking about.
Right.
You got to find out what they're about.
The thing. We have to include that as a service. We have to add that now as a service. You understand? We're not problem. That's not considered a service at the moment. So I feel if you add it, it would definitely help. You know?
I mean, you know, you call them and see what they're about, but
yeah, we got nothing to lose.
You know, I don't know. Do they get money from the state?
A certain percentage, but not all of it.
They might be afraid of this idea. Who knows?
I don't know. We got to find out.
Find out. Yeah. All right, in a site around the world, 213-816-1650. And, you know, it's really disturbing to see how these programs that are supposed to help people to get out of nursing homes, how miserably they've failed. I mean, it's just unbelievable. They have all these things in place, and when this virus came in, nobody made a move to say, hey, this is an emergency. You know, get these people out.
God,
before anybody comes in.
It's like a no-brainer. I mean, I don't get how people would not want to help other people in that
position.
Well, what
good are these
they
programs?
Were considered, no, but they were considered the most vulnerable. Why wouldn't you even think about it? I mean, that's what bothers me. Why wouldn't you even make the move to just
but
do something
But my
about
point is, what good are these programs if they weren't implemented as an emergency to get people out?
Yeah.
They're no damn good.
Yeah.
They're no good.
Yeah.
Need a better system. All right, Innocite, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. 631-224-3090. Suzanne, engineer and co-host, and all our listeners. And we will dream up another subject tomorrow night. You won't hear this kind of programming on the disabled anywhere else.
Anyway.
I guarantee you.
Oh, no, because we're really right in there.
All right. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Joe Arion is up there watching over all this. And
I know he is.
I wish he was down here. Could use him.
Me too. I could use him.
All right. Round the world tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Inner Sight, and we'll be here. All right, goodbye, world. Thank you so much, Inner Sight. Thank you, Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.